Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janabalabha Giribharadhari. Jashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana. Jamunatira Vanajani. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabihari. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Govinda Ki Jai. Shri Jagannath Shri Baladev Shri Mati Subhadra Devi Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namaham Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine. So what we'll do first is we'll read from the introduction. This starts on page 1. And we're going to chant the Sanskrit mantras and the English translation for our own purification and to help us understand the Bhagavad Gita more. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitanjena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistan Stapitan Jena Bhutale Swayan Rupa Karamayan Rati Swaparantikam. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with a torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitan Savaritan Vrijana Sahitan Krishna Chaitanya Devan Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and unto the feet of all Vaishnavas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, along with his elder brother Sanatan Goswami, as well as Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatta, Gopala Bhatta, and Srila Jiva Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, along with Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivas, and other associates. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, along with their associates, Sri Lalita and Vishakha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Chikatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostate. Oh my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You're the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. I offer my respects to Radharani, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, And who is the queen of Vrindavan? You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are very dear to Lord Krishna. Panchakalpa turubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. They can fulfill the desires of everyone, just like desire trees, and they are full of compassion for the fallen souls. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda. I offer my obeisances to Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas and all others in the line of devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita, as it is, with translations and purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we are on the 13th chapter, called Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness. And tonight, we're on text 13. 13. In your book, the big one here, if you've got this book, on 550, page 550. You have it?
I have a bigger book.
You have a bigger book, okay. So, 1315.
I didn't know
when
you finished.
Yeah, I told Parameshwari to do 8 through 12. So we'll do 13. So that's why we'll do 13. Either I wasn't here, but Wednesday or Thursday or both. I'm not sure. Okay. Yay. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm not quite sure, but I did ask her to do those verses. So hopefully they were done. Gayam yat tat pravaksyami yat gyatva amritam ashnite anadi madparam brahma na sat Tat na asat uchate geyam yat tat pravakshami yaj gyatvanim ritam ush ashnite anadi mat param brahma Na satan, na sat uchite. Gyeyam yatat prabhaksyami. Yaj gyat vamritam ashnite. Anadi mat param brahma. Na satan na saruchite Geyam yatat pravaksyami Yaj gyatva amritam asnute Anadi mat param brahma. Na sat na sat uchite. Siddhiya Prabhu, do you want to chant the verse? We can chant it with you if you like. So we'll chant together. Gyeyam yatat pravaksyami yajyat vamritam asnute anadi mat param brahma na satan na sat uchite. Carolyn, you like to chant and we'll respond. Gyeyam yatat pravaksyami. Yat yat amritam asnate. Anadi mat param brahma. Na satana sarvuchate. Did you want to chant the verse, Prabhu? You don't have to. Oh, he has lost the page. If you'd like to, and then you can chant and we'll respond if you wish. Gyeyam yatat pravaksyami. Yajgyat pamritam ashnute. Nadi mat param brahma. Na satan na saruchate. Thank you. So now we'll do the word meanings. Kyeyam, the knowable. Yat, which. Tat, that. Pravaksyami, I shall now explain. Yat, which. Gyatva, knowing. Amritam, nectar. Asnute, one taste. Anadi, beginningless. Matparam, subordinate to me. Brahma, spirit. Na, neither. Sat, cause. Tat, that. Na, nor. Asat, effect. Uchite, is said to be. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I shall now explain the knowable, knowing which you will taste the eternal. Brahman, the spirit, beginningless and subordinate to me, lies beyond the cause and effect of this material world. So please repeat. I shall now explain the knowable, knowing which you will taste the eternal. Brahman, the spirit, beginningless and subordinate to me, lies beyond the cause and effect of this material world. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Lord has explained the field of activities and the knower of the field. He has also explained the process of knowing the knower of the field of activities. Now, he begins to explain the knowable, first the soul, and then the super soul. By knowledge of the knower, both the soul and the super soul, one can relish the nectar of life. As explained in the second chapter, the living entity is eternal. This is also confirmed here. There is no specific date at which the jiva was born, nor can anyone trace out the history of the jivatma's manifestation from the Supreme Lord. therefore it is beginningless. The Vedic literature confirms this. Najayate Muriyate Va Vipaschit, Katha Upanishad 1:2:18. The knower of the body is never born and never dies, and he is full of knowledge. The Supreme Lord as the Supersoul is also stated in the Vedic literature, Svetasvatara Upanishad 6:16. To be Pradhana Chetragya Patir Guneshaha, the chief knower of the body and the master of the three modes of material nature. In the Smriti, it is said, Dasa Bhuto Harer Eva Naneya Yaiva Kadachana. The living entities are eternally in the service of the Supreme Lord. This is also confirmed by Lord Chaitanya in his teachings. Therefore, the description of Brahman mentioned in this verse is in relation to the individual soul. And when the word Brahman is applied to the living entity, it is to be understood that he is Vijnana Brahma, as opposed to Ananda Brahma. Ananda Brahma is the Supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So a little bit of a review is here, because we're talking about the knowable. And in the purport, we're hearing again about the field of activities and the knower of the field. So in this chapter, we learned about the field of activities and the knower of the field. And the field is this body and the senses, right? These elements. And earth, air, water, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, ego. We have these senses. We have five working senses and five knowledge acquiring senses. So this is the field of activities. Gross and subtle body is a field. And then the knower, there's two knowers of this field, and that is the soul and the super soul, the jivatma and the paramatma. So they are the knowers of the field. Now, of course, the paramatma is param, or transcendental, and knows everything, right? The jivatma knows a little bit about its own field. But the Paramatma knows everything about every field, every body, every jiva. Paramatma knows. So here, we remember that we also heard a little bit about the process of knowledge, how to find out all about this, and what is this process of knowledge. So we just read about that, and that was in this chapter in text 8 through 12. So this is all of these items here are knowledge, humility, pridelessness. This is the process of knowledge, nonviolence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest, even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance. So this process of knowledge is explained here. And so that is mentioned here in this purport. And then we understand that the knower, Prabhupada says, by knowledge, the knower, both the soul and the super soul, can relish life. If you have knowledge, you can relish life in a real way. In a true way, you can relish life. If you have this knowledge of humility, tolerance, pridelessness, simplicity, all of these things, then you can relish life on a spiritual platform. You can relish the nectar. That's the real nectar, devotional life. So we need to have this knowledge. We need to understand this. And Krishna's presenting it here to Arjuna and for us. So then Prabhupada's referring to the second chapter in the Gita about the living entity being eternal. So you may all remember, second chapter, that there's so many nice verses about the science of the soul in chapter 2, which is called the contents of the Gita summarized. And there's many, many wonderful verses that explain the eternal nature of the soul. And Krishna began speaking to Arjuna about how he was speaking learned words, but he was mourning for what is not worthy of grief. And so then after that, Krishna begins to speak about the eternality of all of us, how never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Right? So he begins to speak like that. And then he says, as the embodied soul passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at the time of death, and the self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Right? And then he's explaining how there's the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress, and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer season. They arise from sense perception, O sign of heart, and one should tolerate them, you know, without actually being disturbed. So these things are that come and go. They're temporary, but the soul and the relationship with Krishna is eternal. And so he goes on to explain more about the soul. That which pervades the entire body, you should know to be indestructible. No one can destroy the imperishable soul. Right? So that's why he's telling Arjuna to fight. You're not going to really kill anyone. Their soul is going to go on. They're already killed by my will, Krishna says. So do your duty and fight. You won't be killing anyone by doing your duty. And he says, neither he who thinks the living entity the slayer, nor he who thinks it slain, is in knowledge. For the self slays not, nor is slain. And then he says that for the soul there is neither birth nor death, right, at any time. He's not come into being, does not come into being, will not come into being. He's unborn, eternal, primeval. And he's not slain when the body is slain. So these are the different verses and how the soul is not withered by the wind nor moistened by water, right? And nor burned by fire. It's unbreakable, insoluble, and can neither be burned nor or dried. He is everlasting, present everywhere, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same. Okay, so all of these verses about the soul are what Prabhupada's referring to here when he says, as explained in the second chapter, the living entity is eternal. This is also confirmed here. There is no specific date at which the jiva was born. Like we all celebrate birthdays, you know, the appearance of the Vaishnavas, right, when they appeared in this world. But the soul himself never is born nor dies, right? So that's what Prabhupada's referring to here. There is no specific date at which the jiva was born, nor can anyone trace out the history of the jivatma's manifestation from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, it is beginningless. So, you know, we hear about creation and everybody's, you know, born in this world in the body, right? So we're all thinking, well, you know, I was born and everybody celebrates my birthday, so what do you mean I'm beginningless? So we're understanding why here in reference to the science of the soul, especially specifically Prabhupada's referring to the second chapter here. And not only in this Gita Upanishad, but in other Upanishads too, like the Katha Upanishad, Svetasvatara Upanishad. These Upanishads also confirm this knowledge, and Prabhupada's referring to it in the purport. He says, the knower of the body is never born and never dies, and he is full of knowledge. Right? From Katha Upanishad. And from Svetasvatara Upanishad, we know that the chief knower of the body and the master of the three modes of nature is the chief knower is the super soul or the Supreme Lord Paramatma. There's the Atma and then Param, you know, the supreme transcendental Atma, which is, of course, Krishna expanded as super soul in every living entity. So here, Prabhupada is summing up and saying that the living entities are eternally in the service of the Supreme Lord. So sometimes we think, oh, you know, got to get all this service done and then finally relax. You know, okay, that's all right. But we can we could relax in a devotional way, right? We don't have to just, you know, get into Maya. Prabhupada said it's all recreation. So we can do something very recreational that's wonderful and will revive us, enliven us, and nourish us. But at the same time, it's kind of like you think, well, I got it over with and done, it's finished. You know, just like in the material world, I finished this week and now it's time for, you know, how we talk about Bhoga Tyaga, right? There's the Tyaga, you got to renounce during the week, and then on the weekend it's the Bhoga, enjoyment. And so everybody's flip-flopping, you know, back and forth, back and forth. What do we say, or you say, Prabhu? Consumir. Comprar. Consumir. Trabajar. Work. Consume. Buy. Work. Consume. Yeah, it's like one of the mantras, you know, for explaining Bhagavad Gita. Work. Consume. Buy. Over again, and people are like, yeah, yeah. You know, you don't see one of them say, no, no, because they got it. They all got it. And pretty much everybody, when you tell them, you know, that they're not the body and that they're the soul, most people agree. Most people do agree with that. Although they may not have much realization, but they pretty much agree. So then Prabhupada's explaining, you know, this whole thing about this eternal service. So if this is it, if we're eternally servants, then how come we're just so anxious for this whole thing, like the materialists are going through the tyaga and then the bhoga, you know, buy, you know, enjoy what you bought and, you know, get more. it's because, you know, the whole thing about eternally serving hasn't really taken a hold of the heart yet. You know, we're just thinking, give me a break. But that's actually the real break, is breaking from material consciousness and serving, you know, unlimited service. So the more we can get into that consciousness, the better off we'll be. And it's not like we'll be, you know, oh, you know, you'll become overworked and a slave to devotional service. And, you know, you'll just collapse and die. But great. If you, you know, if you're just serving and serving and then leave the body, that's glorious. But the point is, we know, you know, Krishna even says there's moderation, right, in service and recreation, you know, everything. For us, we can find our capacity, our moderate level, and, you know, go on year after year. We don't have to just, you know, drop like flies, you know, because we don't know how to, you know, go according to our capacity. But that whole thing about, you know, we're eternal servants, and we're not the body, we hear it over and over again, but yet we always catch ourselves, you know, well, how come I'm in this Bhoga-tyaga mode of, you know, trying to work hard now, you know, be austere and then enjoy whatever bhoga we think we have to enjoy, right? But bhoga's for Krishna, right? We offer the bhoga to Krishna and he's the real enjoyer, and then we enjoy. When Krishna enjoys, we enjoy. So that, you know, simple point sometimes doesn't register. But gradually. These are the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Prabhupada saying. So, you know, we're hearing these teachings every day. And the Shikshastika. So, therefore, the description of Brahman is that you have the individual soul, Brahman. It's called Vijnana Brahma, as opposed to Ananda Brahma. So this Vijnana is the soul, Jivatma, and Ananda Brahma is the Supreme Brahman, right? Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there is a difference there, but these are both knowers of the field, and so we reviewed that from what we've been reading, you know, the last several nights about the field, the bodies, you know, gross and subtle, and the elements and the senses. And then the knowers of the field, both the Jivatma and the Paramatma. So that's a summary of the text and the purport. Anyone have any questions or comments or something to add, or realization, or Sankirtan story that shows how you're not the body, when they're not the body, right? Sometimes, I don't know, how would we relate to these people in the way we're trying to relate to them or the devotees, you know, if we were just convinced that they're the body? I mean, we have an idea. No, they're not the body. We know that intellectually, so we're trying to relate, trying on that platform. And when we try, then some pretty amazing things happen. Both with the souls and with the devotees, right? Like conflict gets resolved. And when we try to see through the eyes of the Shastra, conflicts and ego flare-ups, the devotees, just to Krishna Prabhu and others, used to call it the fifus, the false ego flare-ups. They said, did you have a fifu? Well, this is how you get rid of that. So in that way, when we keep trying to relate on this level, the soul level, then these little, you know, special miracles happen in relationship with the devotees, you know, the false ego flare-ups, like, don't flare up as much. And then when we're trying to relate to the conditioned souls, then all of a sudden, you know, miraculously, Lord Chaitanya enters into their life. And you just see before your eyes, you know, these amazing miracles, how they're entering into Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan army by taking the books, touching the books, and relating, and, you know, just starting to take in the Sankirtan to their life, maybe, you know, for the first time in this lifetime, perhaps. And it's a true miracle. You know. Yes, we do.
Also see how they appreciate the devotees, how they allow us to meet people in their shops, how they connect us to other people. All these things that I hadn't thought of before, it's great devotional something for them.
Yeah, it's really, really special. It's a special connection that we have amongst ourselves and with all souls. It just helps you to step out of the humdrum, you know, material existence of this world and start to walk with Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya and be the instrument to present something very special to them, this knowledge. Even, you know, we're not scholars or may have very little so-called material intelligence or whatever, but just be simple and appreciate what Prabhupada's done and be grateful and just be straightforward and be happy to see the souls and relate in a simple way, and they reciprocate. Sometimes, and you know, they might blast you, but you know, their soul's reciprocating. Even if externally they blast you, that's okay. It's not them. Got anything else? Dashan, I'm going. Let's go. All right, so we're just kind of concluding here how the soul and the super soul are the knowers of the field of activities, the gross and subtle bodies. And then we were just speaking about how we're so fortunate to have this knowledge because it helps us to relate to each other and the conditioned souls in a way that's not possible without this knowledge, that Hari Bol, Krishna loves. And it's like a special treasure that's never been available before. And so many people are maybe for the first time in this lifetime, you know, taking that treasure to heart. And it's a wonderful thing to observe. Oh, Krishna. This is your Tuesday night, right?
Yeah.
You're enchanting here, okay. No, we're gonna stop here. Yeah, and there is going to be kirtan here, and you'll probably do kirtan during the last arti, right? 7:45 for the last darshan arti. So starting now, we'll have some kirtan. So all glories to Bhagavad Gita as it is, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada.